Then if you show on the Anfield Rapids, Dan Morgan, it's the return of Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers and Paul Cope after Liverpool 4, Southampton 0. And we'll start at the start, Paul. There's some notable changes for Liverpool. Do you think it's the perfect opportunity for Klopp to take out players who he will know he has to manage quite delicately in terms of confidence? I'm thinking specifically the likes of Oxlade-Chamberlain and Tsimikas. But the way the fixtures have gone since the international break, they've had a lot of football. It can be justified that them playing games on Wednesday means that they can sit out of this one, and as a result, Liverpool get to field what looks on paper as an extremely strong side against Southampton, one they've not been able to do quite often.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting looking back two games. You know, when you've got these games coming so thick and fast, and we were talking about the bench and how light it was. Like, all of a sudden, you're just thinking, oh my God, what's going on here? And I think we've been fortunate in a way that a good few players came back at the same time. And sometimes, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, but sometimes seasons just work out in a certain way that things just fall nicely. So something, even just as you were saying then, something we never talk about is how if they're timed right, injuries especially can do you a favour if you've got a massive squad. Because if your squad is fully fit all year, you're gonna have a problem with keeping people happy. Even with a squad of our size, Joe, it's not the same as Chelsea's and City's. You are gonna have that problem. We've seen it in the past where Joe, when he's got his settled side, and he will go weeks and weeks and weeks picking the same lads. And you're thinking behind the scenes, well, what's going on? Oxlade-Chamberlain, there was a little... it was after the last game when him and Thiago were getting interviewed post-match. There was a little bit of passive aggressiveness in his answers to the questions. And that little bit of passive aggressiveness was, well, is it any surprise I'm playing better when I've had like three games on the bounce? Like, what do you want me to do? And what I think what we're seeing now, which could work out really well, is... because we've had some injuries, which has basically forced his hand with the likes of Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's got his little run and he's done well. And then you've had lads drop out and coming back, it makes it easier to justify to each of them. Because if you're saying to Oxlade-Chamberlain, mate, you're sitting this one out, great little run there, but you're sitting this one out not because I'm dropping you, but because I want you fresh for the derby. All of a sudden, it's an easier conversation to have. Similar to Tsimikas, and I mean, we joked on it. I don't think we got into it in the last show, and we might get into it on this. We joked about Robertson or us behind the scenes on our WhatsApp group when he came on as a sub in the last game, and we saw it again. Like, there's been question marks about Robertson all season, and he knows that. He's not stupid. There's starting to be question marks of, is he our first choice left back anymore? And we've seen a lad going, you think I'm not your first choice left back? Watch this then.